Blog Talk Radio.
Get shot for the shit I say, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking.
Be aware I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware, because I'm rocking with the show. This is Next to Blow. Let's go. And the reason why this is such a great Thursday and a great show is because it's Night of World Premieres 2. Yes, where we are directing all new music. No, of course, we have Mr. Supposed To by my homeboy, Det the General, but that's the only song yet is going to be played tonight that has been played on Next to Blow before. That was the only song, because that's my theme song. So, therefore, yeah. But let me go in and introduce my co-host. Well, I'm going to let my co-host introduce himself.
What's good,
everybody? Go ahead, co-host.
Kid O' Flame, man. What's going on, Tush?
What's going on, Flame? What's poppin'?
Man, you know the same shit, different day.
What's going on, man?
You ready to get this shit started?
We got a lot of music. Got a lot of drinks for tonight, man. A lot of hot drinks. Got a lot of crazy topics to talk about, too.
Like what you want to start off with? We got
Magna Carta coming out last night.
Mm-hmm.
We got Suicer and Hollow the Don battle that came out a couple hours ago.
Yep.
Like, what else been going on? Crazy. There's a lot of other things. We got the BET Awards, which I really didn't care about.
I didn't watch it either.
I don't really care. But yeah.
That Asian Sparks dropped.
Oh, I'm stupid. How could I forget about Asia? Yes.
Yeah, that Asian Sparks dropped. Yeah.
That spark up, John? Oh my God. Yo, you hear it yet?
I was actually listening to him. I'm out riding around right now, and I was listening to him before I left the crib, so I still got some more of it.
Oh, so you're riding around and you get
it? It's kind of hard. Yeah, it's kind of hard, you know what I mean? I'm trying to rotate between the Magna Carta drink and her drink, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Everything's still fresh. See, right now, my
playlist is, like, for all today, it was Magna Carta, Spark Up, and I'm still on my, the new mood joint, Sue Surf's joint. So I've been playing them three all day.
Oh, he dropped a new joint?
No,
That's still my shit. But also, I've been rocking with, like, a lot of local shit, too. Like, Sue's Villano joint is tough.
Yeah, that thing is crazy.
Chris Gill's joint is tough. You know what I'm saying?
I still haven't heard Chris's joint yet.
Yeah, you definitely want to peep that, man. Like, his shit is flawless. It's definitely flawless.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely go and look at that joint.
Matter of fact, you know what?
I mean, since we was already just talking about it, we might as well. I mean, Asia was kind enough and blessing us to drop us a joint off the mixtape.
Okay, what you want to get into?
I mean, we might as well jump into that. You know what I mean? That her Bugatti remix joint that she went stupid ham on. All
right, let's get that popping in.
Shit, all right. That's all it is, then. Y'all know what it all is.
Right,
y'all rocking with the show.
Hold on, we got to tell everybody. Her joint is available on thatfifth.com, hosted by Don Cannon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So go ahead and grab that, man. Support the female artist.
Yep.
And it's
official. Like, we don't co-sign bullshit. Y'all know us. We don't co-sign no bullshit.
Not at all.
Yeah. We about to get into this joint right now. Y'all know what it is. You rocking with the show. It's Next to Blow. Let go.
I've been looking for you a Haitian. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I'm from different races. You get money, they started hatred. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
that mass promo that I was doing yesterday, because actually she helped me stay awake while I was doing all those promos I did last night. So
okay.
I must thank her. And she also helped me find a couple of these songs that's going to be on the playlist tonight. So I'm going to let her talk her promo and everything, and I'm going to bring her right in, but I'm going to let her introduce herself. Call it 760-429.
Hello, everybody.
What's going on?
None much. Well, this is Carter Blue. This is actually my first time calling you guys, so I actually work on a different radio show with Blast Your Thoughts and Smooth the Deuce. So I just came by to show some support. Yeah.
All right. Definitely appreciate it.
Hi, Carter.
Hi.
Hi, Carter.
Hey.
I missed you.
Oh, I miss you too.
I'm over there.
Yeah. So, did you actually use some of the songs that's on the playlist that I sent you yesterday?
Yeah, I definitely put a couple on. I definitely put some joints on there and everything. You helped me finish off the playlist and everything, so I definitely appreciate that.
No problem. Anytime.
But tell the people what you do and everything. And I heard you got a event coming up. Like, tell the people all about that.
Yeah. I'm actually hosting an event on Blast Your Thoughts on the 11th for an all-female artist. It's going to be a female takeover. You know, we're going to say forget you guys for the day, for the time being, and then get all these females noticed, all these artists. So it's a big event. Me and my homegirl, Carmen Jones, which is another artist that we're hosting, and this show is going to actually be dedicated to the females. So if y'all know any female artists or any female artists that's listening, feel free to follow me on Twitter, Carter Blue, and let's work. Oh, and by the way, before I forget, make sure you guys go ahead and download Blast Your Thoughts. Go on blastyourthoughts.com and get download the new mixtape that dropped yesterday. We working, y'all watching.
Right.
I hear that.
Oh, and Flame, don't worry. I already sent her Bossy. So, we good. That we is good.
Yeah, I like this.
I'm on my job.
You gotta stay on your toes. Gotta stay on your toes.
What you mean, boss? See. See, Carter about to see a sibling rivalry right now.
I can argue my way out of anything, so just saying.
I heard that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have an interesting topic for tonight. Also, while we debuting all these great cool music, we also have great topics on the show. And I was thinking about something, and I would like Carter's opinion on it. Now, Carter.
Okay.
When you're in a new relationship, whose opinion is more valid? Friends, siblings, or parents?
Can I say myself? Because at the end of the day, I feel like this. At the end of the day, it'll be my relationship and the person I'm with. And that's all that really matters. And, I mean, everybody else can give their own opinion about how they feel about it. But at the end of the day, it's our decision. And, I mean, that's just how I see it. Like, nobody else's opinion should make your relationship. You can go to them for advice, but you gotta, at the end of the day, you gotta make your own decision. Especially if you want it to last. especially don't go to family. Don't go to family. Mom, my. But no, like, seriously, it depends. Especially if you go to family, because sometimes they can steer you wrong. They mean well, but the way they say certain things may rub you the wrong way, and that's how fights start. But just keep an open ear, just look for the signs, and you'll be okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for that and everything. And that's a ball. And you can tell that Carter's a boss chick, because that's a boss chick answer on some real shit. Which reminds me, and that brings up a perfect song to play right now. And everything, because it features a boss chick. And it's one of the songs that Carter sent me yesterday. So I'm gonna play. So thank you, Carter. I'm gonna let you go do your thing and everything. Shout out to you, bless your thoughts, and the Smooth to Do show and everything. I wish you all the best and support. Any last shout outs where people can find you and everything?
Yeah, actually, yeah. You can find me on Twitter, Carter Blue. You can find me on Facebook, SHYNON, Carter Blue. You can find me on Instagram, which is Love Blue Forever, LUVBLU 34EVA. Oh, and
I don't see that being hard.
I repeat, if you're going to follow me, don't be on some stalker shit, because don't ask, we'll get blocked. I'm tired of these people. If you need any promotion done, please feel free to let me know. Inbox me your information, and it will work. I'm all about working.
Mom.
Shout out to my whole team.
No doubt. All right, thanks, Carter. Yeah, we about to get into another banger and everything. Like I said, Carter, turn me on to this track, so I'm going to let it work. Because that's what the song is called. It's called Work, Baby Keys, featuring the Georgia Peach Rashida. You know you're rocking with the show. It's Next to Blow. Let it go.
Pretty boy,
the meal. He said I'm wifey type.
not on purpose. I'm making work, community service. Then you gotta taste before you taste. Come at me with that bullshit and I about fake.
I tell a nigga like this, you gotta work for the work, work for the
And we back, and we back. Yeah, that was Baby Cheese featuring Rashida, baby. And that was work. Blaine, where you at? Blaine!
Yo, it was good, man. It's kind of loud out here. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
What's up?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, good.
What do you think of that?
I think of that track, that joint was tough. That's who that, Rashida from ATL?
What'd you think of that track?
That joint was tough. Was that Rashida from ATL?
Yeah.
All right, that's a good look.
Yeah, that's it. That's been hard. I was like, okay, I can rock with this. Yeah.
That joint's
but
tough,
let's get
man.
Into the great debate. Let's get into the great debate.
Uh-oh. What's that?
Surf Hollow. In case of people don't know, me and Flame are, would you say we're battle rap connoisseurs?
I'll say that.
Battle rap scholars. Would you say that?
I'll say that.
All right. Okay, me and Flame are battle rap connoisseurs and everything. We watch all leagues. We love battle rap. That's the hardest form of hip hop because it's sharp wits, it's punchlines, it's the essence of hip hop. So of course we love that. Now a battle came out today with two heavy hitters, Hollow the Don from Queens, New York, and Sue Surf from Newark, New Jersey. Okay. Flame, what you saying on it?
I will say Surf got it.
Mm-hmm.
I give it to Surf. I can't say whether it's 2-1. It's 2-1. I say Hollow probably got the third round. But I will say it's debatable. So if somebody said Hollow won, like I would give them that. You know what I'm saying? I would give him that. But my personal opinion, I think Surf got him. He was more consistent, you know what I'm saying? He had more punches. I think Hollow's drinks, a lot of his drinks ain't really stick. You know what I mean? It was a lot of dull moments. But the moments where he was picking up, it really made up for all that, you know what I mean? So I give it to Surf, man.
Yeah, I was about to call it a body. I was about to call it a body into the third round. Like that third round is debatable. But I give it to Surf and everything. But that third round is hella debatable.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I might have to watch it like a couple more times to actually say is it clear, but I don't see anybody. I can't see nobody saying Hollow won. Like I just can't see that.
I think a lot of people are disappointed because he has so much high expectations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
See. I was in the battle rap groups, and I was pissing people off because I was pissing off all Hollow's fans because basically it's like yeah, Hollow back, da 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 da. Lux is next. Lux is next. I was like, yo, if Hollow comes like that at Lux, he's gonna die. Hollow will die if he goes at Lux with that.
Yeah.
He's rusty. He just wasn't Hollow. He just wasn't Hollow. So, and Lux, if he goes with that for Lux, Lux is gonna kill him worse than he did Calico. Bottom line, he's gonna kill him worse than Calico. It's gonna be sad to watch if he comes with that to Hollow. I mean, if he comes with that to Lux, it's gonna be sad to watch.
I mean, I think he definitely has some rust in his system, but I think he probably got it out with this battle. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like how Lux, everybody's saying how Lux was going to be when he came back with Calico. He had a bigger crowd, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole different feel. So if he's more consistent than he was with Surf, it'll be an entertaining battle with Lux, but Lux is going to murder him anyway.
Yeah. Lux Lux was in the crowd. You don't think he was scouting him that whole time? Lux is ready because basically anybody who was at Gnome 3 is, like, everybody they've been talking about was going to battle Lux at Summer Madness was at Gnome 3. So Lux was scouting everybody. They really haven't decided who is actually going to battle him, but Lux is ready for anybody. I'm sure.
I guess he confirmed it in that battle. You know what I mean? When he was throwing those shots at Lux, he said he's going to save her for Summer Madness. So,
yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm thinking it's a go. And Lux already called out Hollow, you know what I mean, on the Vlad joint.
Oh, yeah, he did call him out.
Yeah. And that 50 bar.
But it's another thing that kind of pissed me off about the groups. They basically saying, like, you know, when, you know, K-Shine, that's my nigga. K-Shine goes the fuck in. They talk, like, it was, like, one status that on the blog, like, they was talking about the way K-Shine was at Gnome 3, he don't deserve a Summer Madness bout. Which I feel is stupid as hell because that's one bad showing. Everybody done had bad showings. My thoughts is, like, I thought of the perfect match for K-Shine.
What's that?
O-Red. Tell me, K-Shine versus O-Red. Tell me that ain't crazy.
Yeah, that'd be energetic as hell.
Exactly.
Like
K-Shine versus O-Red, that would be monstrous. Like, that will probably could be a battle of the, probably be the battle of the night. The way their deliveries is and the way they hit, oh my God, that'd be crazy.
Shit, I like to see K-Shine versus Slave 7.
Whew.
That'd be tough.
Whew. That'd be ugly.
Yeah. And Slave already bodied O-Red.
Yeah.
So.
That was sad.
Everybody ducking Slave, man. Everybody ducking them. They scared.
I mean, but they have all right to be. Seven is a problem.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit, Flame.
What?
The Trinity is complete.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know who it is, right? Of course. Yep, fuck. Asphalt the Veteran is on the line, ladies and gentlemen. Asphalt the Veteran.
Without doubt.
Good, bro.
Without doubt.
Chilling. We're here scouting.
What's
out. I'm over here scouting out Facebook, chomping on some Jolly Ranchers, cutting some videos. You know, as usual.
Yeah, I got hit caught up. And if he might be able to cover for me, because I didn't know if I was going to be able to make it to co-host. You know what I'm saying? So,
and then I turn around and get on the line. Ain't got to wait 15 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. I'm fucking joking. Where's the love?
Come on, you know how me and Flynn get when we start talking about battles.
I know, that's what I was gonna say. You always talk about battles, niggas.
Like I don't know why you need to get start checking out these battles. I mean, Doug, like I don't know why you ain't jumping in on these conversations.
About the battles.
Yeah.
Cause, man, I'm out of the loop, dog. I'm too busy doing other stuff than be watching battles. I'm too busy cutting videos. I'm too busy recording people and downloading movies and all sorts of other stuff. I be forgetting to watch battles. I be forgetting to watch TV in general. I don't even watch music videos, nigga. And
wow.
I'm a music guy. So I apologize to all of you people who want me to watch your videos. Sorry. The only way I'm watching them is if I'm analyzing how good they're cut. If they're trash, I don't watch them. No offense to you. If they look basic, I will dissect it, so I refuse to watch your video because I don't want to dissect your shoddy work. Thank you. Disclaimer.
You're an asshole. You realize this, right?
I don't mean to be. I mean, I'd rather be honest and real with people. Real respect, real. You feel me? If I ain't watching a video, why I'm smiling and be like, yeah, I'm watching your video, knowing I'm too busy to.
True. Very true.
I'm saying, like, love me or hate me, but you can't call me a liar.
Right, right. I dig that. Well,
so
since you don't watch battles, you definitely can chime in on the other topic for the night.
Okay, what would that
now,
be?
All right. In a new relationship, folks.
God damn it.
Who's a pink? What?
I'm sorry, dog. You know, Asphalt the Veteran is in the building while they busting off fucking fireworks outside, dog. Do you remember what happened to me last year around this time? Fucking fireworks. Anyway,
yeah.
Talk about what it's about. I'm about to shut my windows, shut my doors, shut all this stuff, and sit lower than the windows. We in the hood around
gotcha.
Here. They be trying to disguise
yeah.
gunshots.
Those
fireworks.
Fireworks.
July, nigga.
Those is not fireworks.
That's what I'm saying, nigga. It's kind of duck.
You in Wilmington.
Under the windows.
You in Wilmington. Those are not fireworks.
Shit, nigga.
They fire, but they ain't works. You get that work.
No, nigga. Like I said,
fire,
nigga.
You get that work.
Stay underneath of the windows. They love.
Yeah.
We sit on floors around here.
Anyway.
So what's the topic?
Well, in a new relationship, whose opinion is more valid to you? Parents, siblings, or friends?
Whose opinion holds the most weight?
Yeah. Whose opinion holds the most weight? Your peoples, your parents, or your siblings?
For me, my peoples.
I thought you was going to say mom.
Hell no, my peoples. Cause see, the thing about it is this: mom ain't never gonna like no woman you with, so you can't trust her opinion. It's biased. Instantly, she gets crossed off when it comes to do mom like you know her opinion. Mom ain't gonna like nobody because you taking baby boy away from me. If they get along with each other, that's a whole nother ball game. You know, that's a bonus, that's a plus. But instantly, mom's gonna be completely turned off from her. So you gotta get mom to warm up.
Right.
Siblings? Are you sure you wanna ask me about my siblings? Let's go to the next topic.
Never mind.
The last
friend, you got
right?
Yeah,
friends. I know my homies, you know what I mean? Depending on, you got to know your homies. I know which homies I can trust their opinion when it comes to my chick and which ones is only going to go after her and try and smash. So,
right.
My homies who are real loyal, you know what I mean, looking out for me type homies, I trust their opinion. My homies that I know ain't going to do nothing but try and get the draws, I trust their opinion. Because I know ultimately if she give up the draw, she wanted to anyway, and they was in the end looking out for me. However, that don't mean that I'm going to like the way they go about it.
True.
Oh, I trust. But I do. I trust my homies. When I look like trusting moms, moms is just going to be like, nah, da, da, da. She's, you know, nah. Nah, we good, moms. Well, you did that, but we good. That's just you. I'll be single and single for the rest of my life.
Anyway.
She got fat ass.
But, yo, Boss.
Yeah.
You about to be the first double player tonight.
Oh, say word.
Yep, because, like I said, this is Night of World premieres.
All
and
right.
We got two new songs for you in the Switchboard.
All right.
So,
wow.
Why don't you tell the people about these songs that we're about to debut right here, right now?
Well, I'm assuming if I'm right, I'm hoping I'm right, it will be a song. Is it two of my songs?
Yes, two of your songs.
Are not two songs with me on them?
No, it's not two songs with you.
Oh, my two songs.
Your...
Two of my songs. So I'm assuming
yes.
It would be the realest shit I ever wrote. I'm back. And
yes.
For those people that like to party, we like to rock and roll. Am I right?
Yes, that you would be correct, sir. You would be correct.
So, I'm going to let y'all know right now. I'm back in the building, so we about to rock and roll. Let's go.
That's all you're going to say?
It's Asphalt the Veteran, man. Holla at me on Twitter. Holla at me on Facebook. Asphalt the Vet. Asphalt the Veteran. Look me up. Get on YouTube. We got videos around here. Eagle Eye Media, man. Let's go. Shadowy in the building. You know what I mean? Holla at us.
Y'all yeah, know what it is. You rocking with the show. It's Next to Blow. Let go.
Yeah, man. That's all the veteran. Bossy up in it. It's Shadowy, man. Yeah. I stay rocking and I roll, man. I'm rock and roll all day. All the way. You know what I'm saying? Skulls and chains, crossbones and things. You know what I'm saying? Angel wings. Let's go. Rock and roll.
Confusing, see, cause I'm a shot kind of guy. Confidence came true and leave it so fluently. Yeah, with the music, see, cause I'm start to go and get into a zone. I snap like I'm bomb, mixed with mystic. I was twisted with an angry undertone. Folks so sick that I know I'm the shit. Go out to the club, nigga, bitch on my dick. Want to shout at a thug, you should have checked the trick. Now I'm walking out the door with a palm on my stick. You mad at me, cause I got your bitch, cause you wasn't knowing what you was supposed to. Kid, let you want a man, so she rolling with a click. Eating long links, sauces, looking on clay.
You shot around when we up in the club. She rockin', rollin', I'm over my weapon of love. She
might stay rockin' and rollin'. Holdin' the mic with a flow that's golden. Microphone fiend that's for the guillotine. Someone that's you bound to know. Steady making, steady red rockin' up. Goon eat up in all black. Shadow we rap with a rapper who's supposed to be bouncing his all out. When he beat it up, it's like he beat it up. Like a sleeve at that hood uppercut. Got shorty here trying to guzzle up. Like a milkshake here, go suck it up. Want me to fuck it up? I know you niggas mad at me because I go to the club stun. I'm a little different. Your bitch, he galayin' me and the crew like lunch. He say, see, little flag of this off the rack. Say, fuck swag, I'm fresh. Say, this love the flow because you saw the track. Say, baby, I do my best. Say, when you be on stage, you amp the shit. You keep them hype like a wild boy. Can you come back home with me? Leave my pussy was destroyed. Whoa. Get up on this dick. Rock and roll on it till my shit sit. Till I'm at attention, denting the zipper of my jeans with. I said, standing at full mass. Feeling your hips and tights like this, man. Look at all the ass. Damn, wet from the way I sit. See, rock and roll with this.
You tried to do me dirty and take me out of the fight, but you know what? It's all right. I'ma be here till I die. Never be replaced in the face of adversity. That's why I'm telling you, chick, I'm back. I'm trying to tell you, listen, I fight for mine. I'm back, shorty. Like,
see, I don't think they understand what we doing here. We bringing that real shit, like.
They don't understand because they don't recognize real, man. Real recognize real.
Please,
if you real.
Matter of fact, this song needs a proper introduction. Like, this needs a proper introduction. Tell the people.
This is a track that I did dedicated to my bae mom. Letting her know that I'm finna fight to stay in my kids' lives, shawty. It's called I'm Back, man. Let's get it going, man. I'm back. Number one, put that thing on the mat.
You rocking with the show. It's next to blow. Let's go.
Gonna beat me down. never that. I'ma get it back. You wasn't popping that shit when you ain't had no place to rest your head. When I took you in cause of recession, lost my job and stopped hustling. All of a sudden, I ain't got a right to still love them, see them and hug them. But you know what? Thanks for the motivation. From the situation and a situation. Cause the seashells just like got you thinking out of line and hatred. When you slap me with the fact that they called somebody your daddy, try to attack me in court, but it looked like a drug addict. But that just got me back.
Back in my kid's life.
You don't know what you're going to hear. Trust and believe. All you just know is going to be good music all around the board tonight. That's how we're doing it. That's what I was rocking. Ain't nobody go as hard as I do. Nobody. Nobody's as hard as this. Nobody. What's that? Well, there's a couple of people. There's a couple of people. You know what I mean? I have a song like that. Actually, that telling you, ain't hard as this, and everything. It features the man that you just heard, As for the Veteran, along with myself, along with O'Flame, along with Nikki Scars, Suze Villiana. Yeah, I think they need to hear that. World premiere. Hard as this remix. You rocking with the show. Next to Blow. Lego. Entertainment on there, and oh, New School, New Money, They ain't fucking with us. Bottom line, y'all know what it is. It's the show, Night of World Premieres 2. Yeah. Hey, matter of fact, I'm about to bring Fault back in.
Yeah, what's good, man? Yeah, what up, man?
That thing came out right, didn't it?
That thing came out sweet, dog. That shit was on point. You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't hard as this, dog. They say they hard, but they ain't hard as this. Some niggas will fall back. They wish they was there. They working on getting there, though. Because, I mean, you a piece of coal.
They
y'all were, niggas is
they
cold. Know,
they trying to get to our level.
Yeah,
most of them are crying because they ain't at our level.
I mean, I'm not. I mean, they got the composition to be there. They pieces of coal. They just mad because they not as hard as a diamond is where we at. You know what I mean? They just not hard as this. They got
right.
The composition. They have the possibility to be there, but they need to be pressured, put under pressure. Y'all niggas, you know what I mean? Like, y'all niggas need to be put under pressure, dog. When y'all get pushed, put under pressure and cooked under the fire, then y'all can be trying to see if y'all are remotely close to being as purified and hard as this. Because y'all ain't there yet.
That was well spoken. That was very well spoken. I fuck with that.
Right.
But yeah, Flame's doing his anniversary thing, so yeah. You trying to rock out with me for the rest of the show?
I'ma rock out with you, but let me apologize to anybody listening in who's heard me on the show previously. If you hear me and I sound different than I normally do, Fault over here going through some things and dealing with this whole 4th of July thing. But all of the fireworks, as they call it, that's going off. So we get flashbacks over here. When I say I'm a veteran, I'm not playing, I'm a veteran. This shit is not fun. I don't understand why you would make outside sound like a war zone and call that a celebration for the veterans. Nigga, we don't want to be feeling like we in a war zone. That's what this shit sound like. Sound like a bunch of bullets, bombs, and all this shit going off in the distance and close. Fuck I want to hear that for? Anyway, so I apologize in advance. Let's carry on with the show.
Okay. Now that we got that cleared out. But yeah. Shout out to Sue Surf and everything. I personally say he won the battle today and everything. So, you know what? I'm about to get into a double play of Sue Surf. So,
right.
Like, yo, fuck. If that's one, that's somebody that you need to check out too. Like, Surf, go in. Like, real talk.
Yeah, yo,
like,
yo. Y'all have piqued my interest. I'm about to look at him now.
Like, yeah. And he definitely got a heavy hair backing him, Joe Button. So.
They were?
Yeah, that's. Huh?
He got Buttons backing him?
Yeah. Button signed him.
Wow, didn't know that. All right, I'll
yeah,
check him
we
out.
Definitely. Like, we, matter of fact, we about to get into this double play of Surf and everything. We're gonna play Loaded Gun featuring Joe Buttons, and we're gonna play Wanted by, and I know this is gonna be crazy to a lot of y'all. Wanted, Sue Surf featuring Kevin Durant. Yes, Trey Five. Yes, and Kevin Durant actually can spit. So you know what it is. You're rocking with the show. It's next to blow. Lag out.
Load a gun. Load a gun. Bang, 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 bang. Feels like a love.
So what you wanna know first? These streets of these drugs, which one's worse? Well, damn, shit, this is a cold world. Could only prep a nigga right for a warm hearse. I know so many niggas trying to cast through, cause this buzz big and this hat blue. So many ants in this capsule, at the point where I'm feeling like I have to. Well, ever feel you wanna get away? Man, I hate when that happen and shit, cause you feel the same way when you back from the trip, or fucking with the same bike, you're getting back with the bitch. Dark room thoughts, weed, demons, breath, nothing but sweat. Thinking like French kiss in the fifth, right. Or maybe Russian roulette. Four thoughts, brain tore apart. Couple blunts, but I swear I bought more to spark. It'd be a long night. Think I should've took a left, made the wrong right. And still trying to right wrongs. Should these troubles seem lifelong? Survivor tried to and paint pictures. Aliens Picasso. Grandma pray, and I don't. But I'm here, so it's working. Shit, it gotta be. How can something I give so much to still wanna take a lot of me? Shit we don't dare to ask, or shit we don't care to ask. If I close my eyes and let it go, I probably won't hear the blast.
Like a loaded gun,
bang.
What am I here for? Sometimes a nigga feel dead, thinking what do I care for? Just a fucked up pill head, nothing left, can't share more. Just know a nigga tried, Lord, but an old addict's old habits give another meaning to the term vice, Lord, and I still ain't spoke to my pop. We should've handled this much sooner. Don't agree with me, just be with me. After all, I'm still your junior. Look, got you trying to make me choose. They don't get this shit cut close. If I could ever tell them the truth, I might say I'm in love with both. And that can't be the answer. Nah, gotta go see grandpa. I'm up here fighting with broad. He damn down fighting with cancer. And I can't make that same mistake that I made years ago with grandma. Gotta put my career on hold. And go see him while I still got the chance to. Same vibe, what I can't do. This pain's substantial. And a millionaire couldn't come and solve it. Nah, this debt ain't financial. Nah. More like a loaded gun, and these thoughts keep stalking. I'm caught in between a war of words. What's worse, I'm the only one talking.
Feels like a loaded gun,
bang.
Sometimes you don't want it cause the money or the fame. You just want it cause you want it. Trey 5, what up?
Cop the block and I play the block, you back on him. We shootin' from long range, kept a chop on him. I can talk about how plenty tried to take mine, hate mine. Spent off, they was forcing me baseline. Back and forth the court like suicide. Watch how I'ma make them need suicide. Watch, go and kill yourself.
Kill yourself.
And I ain't never had a handout. Wasn't even GPS, I just made a damn route. And I ran it like I robbed a seat. Cause death from jail like the last thing my mama needs. She say, boy, you trippin', I mumble back like mama, please. Cause once your hands dirty, ain't no kind of clean. Shit happens fast, you wanna stop, but you can't. From 0 to 35, like Russell out to Durant. Shit happens fast, you wanna stop, but you can't. From 0 to 35, like Russell out to Durant.
A quiet youngin', man, I never led a fast life, but seen some of my homies carry still to get their cash right. Matter of fact, I got a call, I lost a homie last night. I'm past tight, talking with the man like you ain't playing nice. I skipped the trapping and the banging and went right to hooping. Teachers never liked me up in school cause I was such a nuisance. See my brother busting tables, but now we pushing bins. Had a couple homies, but now I think you're losing friends. I'm sitting in the mirror, Man, where I'ma go next? I look down and seen the time ticking on my Rolex. I gotta get it, I gotta get it, cause I never had it. Only went to school once a week cause I was skipping classes. I'm sitting back reminiscing on my past moves. I'm paranoid and nervous, that's what the cash do. Maryland on my back and I'm a rapper till I die. And I'm stay going hard for all my brothers,
yeah,
in the sky and the mountain.
I kept two to make it thunder, step closer. Cause everybody begging till they hear the poster. You never made it back to court, no buzzer beating. Love the streets in the hood, but know his mother need him. Shit got hard, then he had to go. It was just to the grave, a nigga had to blow. Regret a few things that I ain't proud of. Flashes in the scenes got me tripping, that's what the loud does. Another scene from another movie. The blood, another show, another groupie. That's a scene from another movie.
Another show.
Another
no move. Yeah, that was the homie Sue Surf and everything. Loaded Gun was the first song featuring Joe Button. And the second song was Wanted featuring Kevin Durant. Shout out to the Oklahoma Thunder, you know what I mean? Oh, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Whew, I'm kind of nervous right now.
Why are you nervous right now?
Because we have, like, in the call we have a private number. So yeah, that's like opening the mystery box. You never know what's gonna happen.
You never know what you're gonna get.
But they're in the, and they want to talk to us. So I don't know who it is, but so yeah, we about to see who it is. Black caller. Hello?
Gizzo. What's good?
Yo.
I'm back.
Oh.
Gizzo.
What's playing, nigga?
Oh, it's playing. Ain't nobody important.
Oh.
Fuck you, you little ass nigga.
I thought it was a private.
See, why we always got to go for the church?
My mother,
why we always got to go for the church?
He's public. You're a public caller. You're not private.
I don't know why my number's private.
Yep, it's coming out one. It's coming out area code 111-111-111.
I guess it's followers and shit, huh?
You sure you ain't putting no call tracing or something on
there? Thank you. You took the words out of my mouth. Thank you. That's your Hollywood shit. Calling in block numbers and shit.
Hollywood
ass
oh.
Nigga.
I mean, you know, put your door by itself.
You like Maybach, huh?
Apparently.
How your phone even Hollywood? That don't even make no fucking sense. How you so Hollywood? Your phone's Hollywood.
Hey, man,
like, oh, I'm not even gonna show my number. They should already know. That's some Hollywood ass shit.
Yeah, you see, you answered it though. How many times people be? What black person answer private calls? See, you already knew to answer the phone.
First of all, go to hell.
What?
Second of all, go to hell. And
I mean, I'm just
and
saying,
third of all,
I'm just saying the obvious.
And third of all, whatever, nigga, go to hell.
Okay. Now Fault has to interject. Crush, man, we got to say something a little better than go to hell, dog. Like this, something. You got to come back like this on him, right? Hey, Flizzy. Hollywood O. Flizzy. You've been hanging around Omarion with his whole Maybach Hollywood O shit too long, haven't you?
You want the colorful dreads.
I got colorful dreads. That don't mean nothing. You be on your O touch. Oh, flame. Look.
He got the pride
trash
with the rainbow contact.
That's all right. I'm memorable, but see, that's okay. Cause guess what? They gonna be like, oh, asphalt. But yeah, that nigga, he's memorable. That nigga's a weirdo. But yo, we fucks with his flow. They gonna be like, yo, O Flame. We know you cause you sound like Omarion on the Cat Williams. Touch what, nigga? What you touching, Flame? What you touching? Huh? What you touching? Oh. You supposed to come back, dog. What's up?
Clash. Hey, Clash.
This is the show, nigga. We supposed to get him a show.
Hey, Clash.
What up?
You don't know why this nigga all fucked up? And why he knows so much more?
Why?
Shit.
What?
What happened?
All I hear is bagging up, in and out, bagging up, in and out.
Yeah. You even get to the punchline of the joke. Anyway.
Damn. Steven. Is that crickets?
I don't know.
Okay, well, look, we need to fill in this dead air with some live space.
It's 24.
I know.
He will make this whole thing like dead air.
That's that Hollywood oh shit. Him and Omarion. You know what I'm saying? Running around with the Maybach niggas.
Wow.
Running around with them Maybach niggas. This nigga getting on his stunt and shit.
I ain't got no words for none of y'all niggas.
You know, Hollywood really Obi don't. On that bitch I'm a boss shit. You know, run around with Omarion. You know what I'm saying? Acting like he a boss like Rick Ross. He even be trying to drop some knowledge like Wale every now and again. You heard the joint that he did, the Do You Remember joint? He tried to drop some knowledge like Wale on some Lotus Flower Bomb. I'm doing potion and stuff, try to give girls what they want to hear. This nigga just took the whole Maybach family and just Hollywood-o-ified shit on the show and shit. I mean, we don't answer calls around here. Well, we got calls and cadence calls. Oh, Flame, come on, man.
You done?
Yeah,
you done,
man,
on
I'm
your
gonna ramble. I'm on a ramble. That's right, I'm on a rant. We do this, Rogue.
Nah, you on your tangents and shit.
Hey, this is Rogue Gang ranting. My bad, I can't help it. When I get on the line or crush, that's what happens. I rant like Rogue Gang rant.
Yo, we haven't did a Rogue Gang, like a video of Rogue Gang rant in a minute.
I know. We need
what
to do
was
one.
The last one? That was for the I'm Going video, wasn't it?
I don't know. No, I think we did one after that in your at your crib. The one where I was talking shit on and off in the back of the camera.
I remember
I know
that one.
We had like three or four of them.
I thought it was three. It was the first one. It was the first one where you recorded. They don't know. I mean,
they don't know.
None.
Who don't know what?
Yeah, they don't know that they didn't want none. You know what I mean?
Oh, but they found out
but
once they got some.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how it worked out. Like they didn't know they didn't want none. And so they got it, and then they knew they didn't want nothing, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But that was the first Rogue Gang rant. And then the second one was after the He's Back video where the cops was the cops.
Oh, yeah,
video.
That was the interesting one. And
yeah.
Then the third one was
the
pressure
one,
right?
No.
Or was that in the
lab? That was in the lab.
Oh,
see,
I'm getting
confused. The third one... was on the rooftop for the I'm Going video.
Ah, got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was three.
You got it. You got it. Good. All right. Yeah. Three more. Two. One more. Get it up. All right.
Are you done?
No. I'm not really done because I wanted to say the other part, but yeah. For all you people out there listening, I won't ramble and rant. This is Asphalt the Veteran. I'm a little bit schizo. You know, I like flowers. Lotus flower bombs.
A little bit.
Nah.
A little bit schizo.
Huh? Just a little bit.
You a little bit schizo.
You know. Yeah, I like to cuddle at night. You know. And watch romantic comedies. Take moonlit walks on the candlelit pier and all that good stuff. You know, good stuff. Yeah. Holler at me, ladies. Yo, I'm on the air, man. It's the show. I feel like I need to just give him a show. My bad. Hey, what can I say?
Nothing.
and everything. Matter of fact, and I know I need to do this. Well, I don't know. I want to do this. This is, shout out to the girl that got my eye right now. Everything. I've been working hard. Like I said on Facebook earlier, I've been working, busting my ass to do this show all week. Like, damn, I missed that girl. Whew. Well, don't judge me.
I ain't judging you. Hey.
You know,
I'm just letting you get it out.
Yeah. Maybe
so you can holler at her.
Baby girl got me in some type of way, so yeah. Just chum. See what happens, really. But she know who she is. If she's listening, she know who she is.
She know who she do we know who she is? Do we find out, or is this a secret?
It's a secret for now. Like, I don't wanna jinx it, you feel me?
I got you. Understood. Hey, Miss Lady, if you out there listening to your secret admirer admiring you secretly, be open, baby. This is what we do. Shadowy in the building.
I'm mad you're going to try to throw the smooth shit, smooth voice to the girl I'm admiring. I'm kind of a little bit upset about that. That you kind of trying to slide the smooth voice on her.
Oh, nigga, you already know. When it comes to me and you, I'm a wingman. That's it. I don't want no cake. I don't want no pie. I'm a wingman, which means basically I fly towards the turkey. You get the turkey, and I pay space off. Point blank. I'm not interested. You're the one that's interested. I said, I'm being your co-host, nigga. I'm being your side man. Hey, ladies, come over here. Listen to us. You know, I got a man right here. I'm the promoter, nigga. I've got a man right here, Crush. His name is Crush the Catalyst. He is that. You know what I mean? That's my job, nigga. You can't be mad at me for being your wing, man. Man, if you don't have a wing, man, what the hell you going through? You can't fly with no wing, man.
Are you done?
Dog, you know I ramble. I don't know why you even, you know.
I don't know why I do it either. I'm really starting to. But, yeah. All I know what is. I'm like, shout out to, you know, it's a lot of. I got a lot of female artists on this playlist and everything. And you know what's so crazy about females in the game right now?
What's that?
They're snapping harder than the niggas.
Oh, hell yeah. Yes, they definitely
are. Killing.
I think I'm only a fan of, like, three new niggas that came out, man, but the females is losing their mind.
Like, yo, you got, like, how, like, you got the ladies of the queen of the ring, which is, like, we got Hazzy that's snapping out of coming out of B-More. We got Bonnie Godiva and everything that I'm about to do a track with. Yes! And that track is going to be so fucking sick. We got Jada Ray. We got Sarah Funeral. You got Jazz the Rapper. Like, you got so you got Miss Hustle. Like, you got the women of the Queen of the Ring alone. Battle rap. And then you got the girls in the industry. You got Iggy Azalea. You got Nikki. Matter of fact, Nikki is coming back to her old shit, which I'm happy about.
Yeah, she really is coming back in.
Nikki's going back to her old shit, finally. Because all that other weird shit was getting on my fucking nerves. But she's starting to go back to the Nikki that I loved. The Nikki that was gutter and was about that. Like, yeah, I'm happy about that. But who else we got? We got,
you know what?
We got Lil Lil Monroe.
Let me say something real quick, if you don't mind.
What's up?
Today while I was out, this is a local. And, I mean, I don't know, you know what I mean? I know we probably won't premiere her until next week on the show based on, you know, getting in contact with this artist. But while I was out locally, you know what I mean, I was shopping around, and I came across this CD from a person named GFG. I'd like to submit her stuff. She got a mixtape called I'm Me, you know what I mean? GFG World, For more information, visit GFG World. She got a Facebook, a Twitter, and a YouTube. And her CD is official. The cover work and everything. I started listening. Shorty got bars, son. She on here with AR Ab and everything, dog. She got some bars. So, I mean, I'd like to submit hers. I'm going to try and get in contact with her and see how she feels about, because one of her tracks already been on the radio, so I'm pretty sure she don't mind. And we're going to network her in, if that's, you know what I mean, possible. But Shorty got bars. Like, Shorty nice.
I feel
snapping
that.
Like a nigga.
We about to, I'm going to do another double play. And this is one of my favorite, like, females out here right now. She comes straight out. She comes straight out of New Orleans and everything. 3D in the tech. Now, this girl, now, when I say bars, she got bars, dog. Like, she got bars. Like, I'm going to get her into some, like, I'm going to play the first joint. It's called Roll the Carpet Out. And basically, that's like, that's one of those tracks where she just stamping on, like, letting people know who she is. But the second track is on some real conscious shit, and it's called Little Kim. It's not what you're thinking, like she's doing a diss at Little Kim. No, you got to listen to the story. So we're going to get roll my Carpet Out first, and then we're going to get into Little Kim. You rocking with the show. It's Next to Blow. Leg out.
BMB. The Coronation.
Okay, now first off, don't compare me to the weak toes. They losing and I'm winning. Like I got a few cheat codes. I'm in beast mode and these free codes. So P.O. that I'm on, I ain't Fox, Kim, or her clone. Bitch, I'm back for that throne. I am not Iggy, I am not Lola. They are Toyotas, I am a Rover. Get my composure, now it is over. They like, ain't that girl from the NOLA? Damn right. Stand back, grab soft like a sandbag. Where the real balls and the fans at? I don't understand that. How the radio keep playing that? Fuck politics, I'm anthrax. Yo, pipe like Fandex. She acts around, we're rap on the baddest. Now that I'm here, I can end the career fast like Kardashian marriage. All these rappers are average. Blowing up like a time bomb, we'll pick any label. Better smash they whole team, I'm LeBron's mom. Ha, no pun intended. But not a bitch could touch me, trust me. Plus she's smashing the boys in the game like Mr. Sandusky. Not literally, but they cannot compare to me lyrically. I'm in a different league and it's history. And these rappers sweet like Mr. C's. Sell on the blog sites, I ain't got time for the dog fights. And a bitch beat, get a bitch beat, I'll put 6 feet. But shit's alright, feel unsigned, but I'm alright. I'm still straight with that off-white. I swear I try to be godlike, but them record labels ain't talk right. And my shit's hard like asphalt. Best believe this ain't trash talk. When it comes to spitting, I eat rappers alive like I had bath salt. It's a theft fault. You media geniuses, so I can pop with your penises. You forgot what the real meaning is. But I'm back on my throne, and I run my time zone. Labels on my phone, email lines to sign on. I did it on my own, plus God, no promotion. That's why I'm boasting, like sweet, no Frank Ocean. Fuck who I offend, with BET posting. Best rap chick since Lauren, plus I'm so charming. Endure all the torment, now the whip on foreign. Fly out of town for my garment. Somebody hand me some Charmin, cause I'm shitting on you hoes. Best to stay on your toes, cause my future bright as they cold. Trying to get my pockets big as they nose. Whoa, this is the coronation, an abomination. So all of the names they enter the game and that they play on the station. So thank you, legs, jerk and walk it out. Whenever you done, drop your knees and roll my carpet out. I'm who they talk about. I took the harder route, was moving them stones. Now my home is looking like Carlton's house. Well, maybe not Carlton. But no exaggeration when I say that I'm the hardest. And my future biggest, the nostrils on Dionne Warwick. So if you rapping, you wag, except that you my target. Shout out to New Orleans. Roll my carpet out. Roll my carpet out. Roll my carpet out, bitch. Roll my carpet out. Roll my carpet out. Roll my carpet out. Roll my carpet out, bitch. Roll my carpet out.
The coronation. I know you rap niggas got comfortable. It's time to crown me, bitches.
You love me? You're not gonna leave me, right? I love you too. I mean, I know I'm young and everything, but it's like, I know I want to be with you forever. Forever.
Kim's selling
love with a dude named Mike, met a month ago. It's funny though, simple as shit seen, the girl 16, Mike 30, but he getting money though. See Kim, lie by the age, I can relate, was wild at the age. Dead in jail, locked in the case in mail, but came raised the top through a page of a loose leaf. Why he in a cell, too deep, said they get released in a few weeks. But last time he saw her, she was 2 weeks, 16, not Kim a groovy. And Mike pick her up in a new V, MW, same week had her up in a W. Legs up screaming, oh Mike, I love you. But Mike got a life at home, 4-year-old twins and a wife at home. Though his wife shoot him right at home, he sex Kim, acting like she grown. Months pass, brag with his dad, fucking with Mike, he old enough to be a dad. Give her cash, he wanted the legs, but since she 18, can't let her out the bag. Get her tracks fixed and Air Maxes, now she on the dick doing backflips. Young enough to be filed on the taxes, but sex without prophylactic, you guessed it. She pregnant, Kim excited, it's a blessing. Mike denies it, without a question, so abortion's his suggestion. She threatened to break shit up, maybe call his wife to shake shit up, or call the cops and make shit up. She just wanted back the way shit was. Unacceptable, Mike's respectable. He got a degree, medical, and that shit rate federal. He looking at years, several. Kim called, he know her cell. Thanks to himself to help him tell. No cap from way back, just made bail. Say he got a job for him and he will pay well. Dude got out, hit Mike's cell. Mike booked the room, a nice hotel. Told him to plan, this shit can't fail. You can make 10 G's if this go well. See, Mike would apologize. Get Kim, take a IGS, he locked up. Where Mike getting 16 years knocked up. Could've made 10 G's if he shot her, but his conscience told him not her. Mike bleeding, Kim screaming, his mask on, she can't see him. Baby dad's gone for no reason, and the killer just standing there freaking. Like this can't be real life, he told Kim run like hell. His mama sent pictures in the mail, and he had those pictures in the cell. He missed out all her life, cause of him she had a harder life. Somebody should've taught her right, instead of hopping in the car with Mike. If he get caught, then he off for life, back behind the bars for life. But Kim made him a grandfather, cause he just saved his daughter life. Hey.
Yeah.
Didn't I tell you she had bars?
Yeah, she definitely do got bars, yo. Like, I'm thoroughly, like, stunned and impressed right now. Like, for real. Like, I want to download whatever the CD is. Like, that shit was fire. Like, she got bars. Like, I love that real shit, dog. Especially storytelling like that. She was sick with her storytelling. Like, that my man's be doing stuff like that, but he don't be putting it out. Like, hers, that was sick, yo. Like, for real. I'm about to look her up.
Yep, 3D Nate.
3D Nate, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going there right now.
I just put it on Facebook. I just put on Facebook, put on Twitter and everything. So check the feed out and everything. I've tagged her in it and everything. Shout out to 3D Nate. B&B, the B&B movement. She go hard, like, bottom line.
I see. She got me. I'm still, like, trying to find a song, dog. I'm stuck on Stupid. That joint was flames. It was fire.
Yeah.
Her joint was hot. Like, I thoroughly respect what she was doing.
I know. I'm telling them. It's all hits tonight. All crazy hits. Damn it. Shit.
Oh, my snap.
Next to Blow has turned into the Hit Factory tonight. Thanks to Crush the Catalyst. It's turned into the Hit Factory. Yes, I had to get on my cocky shit for a second. But, yeah, we're going to get into a caller. And we're going to go to Philly with it. We're going to go to the 215-519. Caller, you live on the air with the show.
What's going on, my dude? How are you?
Yep.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
That's what's up, man. How y'all feeling tonight? Y'all cool?
Yeah, we good. What's going on, man?
Man, chilling, man. Just trying to wish my man's crush, you know what I'm saying, the people at the show, happy 4th of July, man.
All right. Happy 4th to you too, my man.
Appreciate it, my dude. Y'all going to any cookouts or anything like that? No? Fireworks popping off?
I'm a veteran,
yeah,
man. I stay indoors.
Oh, we cooking, all right. We cooking.
We cooking up these hits.
Yeah, I already know, man. I wish I would have known. I would have did a little something for y'all, man. I'm a singer, so that's all I do.
Oh.
Hold on.
Yeah, man.
I think I know who this is.
You said what? Put a little something for you real quick?
Yeah, let me hear
something. No, I think I know who this is. But I'm going to
let him
introduce himself. Go ahead. Let the people know who you are.
I got you, man. My name is Gary Lee. You can follow me on Twitter at I am Gary Lee. That's GerryLee. Like I said, I'm trying to bring this R&B sound back, man. I'm going to do a little acapella for y'all real quick.
Right.
You know? All right, so y'all just let me know what y'all think.
Go ahead, right
out, Gary. Saw your body from across the room. Have to find a way to get over to you. I'm trying to get my liberties off. There you go, you just won't buy me. It's a girl to make the first move, right? We've been trading looks all night. I think it's time we get this party started. Baby, I want you before I get close to you. Can I get close to you? 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 All I want is a little bit of you. Just a little bit of you. That's just a little something, guys.
Right, though. Shout-out to you, homie. Shout-out.
Word.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, that just reminded me. You're in high demand for Monday.
Oh, me?
I was meaning to get up with you. You're in high demand for Monday show, so get that music. So thank you for blessing us with that acapella. Merry Christmas. Hope you listen to the rest of the show. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Definitely appreciate it.
Sure. Man, shit just got crazy at my job, man, and I gotta go. But I'm still gonna be on the line listening to the call, man. I'll take it easy. Have a good night, yeah?
You too, man.
All right, man.
Happy 4.
Appreciate you, man. Happy 4.
All right, happy 4. You too. Yeah. Y'all know what it is. We definitely here. We definitely snapping and everything. We got acapellas in here. We got acapellas snapping and everything. And you know what? There's a caller in the queue she's playing. Because I know it's her. But she hasn't pushed the one yet to talk to us. And I'm hurt right now. And she know who she is. Like, she's going to make me say her government. I learned her government in most ways. Now, I'm going to get into my personal take. See, it depends on who, like, when it comes to my parents, my siblings, or my peoples, like, it depends on how the relationship is actually going. Like, right now with my shorty, main shorty that I'm talking to. Well, she's the only shorty I'm talking to because I actually cut off, like, all the rest of the girls. Like, I cut them off. Like, because it's really, like, no point. Like, she's, like, that chick right now. So, basically, but the person, the opinion will probably hold the most weight right now is my sisters. Why I say my sisters are... My sisters don't like no chick I mess with because they always looking out for the best of me. So, and actually, yo, this is going to sound crazy, Falk.
Right.
Lana actually likes her.
What?
Lana actually likes her.
Oh, the girl you talking to?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's big, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So what you gonna do?
I don't know. I mean, that's rare. I mean, yeah, hold on. Flame, I know you heard that.
Yeah, I heard that.
Juana likes her. And you know one of them like nobody. Juana barely even likes me.
Yeah, I was about to say she don't even like you.
Exactly. So that's danger. I was like shocked at the bullshit because she came over one day and everything. We chilled. We kicked it, da-da-da-da-da. And finally, yes, the caller finally went into the queue and everything. We're gonna get into it. At least I hope this is her because if I'm wrong, I'm gonna feel sorry. So I hope this is her. But 763-923. Carla, you're live on the air next to Blow Radio. You're rocking with the show.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Lala.
Yeah, I knew it was. Okay, I was good. I'm right. Yes. Victory for Crush.
What up,
La? How you doing?
What up? And I don't need to be sitting there saying all that. I'm going to be calling your government name. Don't be doing that.
But you got in the queue, though. But you got in the queue.
Because I already know what you're talking about. Don't do me.
You got scared about that. You're like, oh, let me press this one. This boy ain't playing. Yeah.
What is the question or the topic?
The topic is tonight, in a new relationship, whose opinion is more valid, parents, siblings, or friends, and why?
To me, that's parents.
And why?
And I say that because your friends' opinion don't matter. Your parents know more than your friends or your siblings when it comes to it. They know who's best for you and who's not. If they don't see something right there, let you know right there, and they're like, no, I don't see nothing going to go progress with that one right there. That ain't going to last too long. Some ain't right about her. Some ain't right about him. So I think it's the parents.
Okay. Me, I can't see that because both of my parents got bad taste. All their
relationships
fail.
Well, I guess
mine. That's
my
what
parents,
I said.
My parents, right. But don't get me wrong. I value my friends and my family's opinion about it, but I would legally lean towards my parents.
Right. I understand it because I understand what you were saying. With me personally, my mama got real bad choice in spouses and men, and when it comes to the women, you know, like, I'm not a mama's boy, but I'm a mama's boy, you feel me? Like, mama's like, oh, but you're the only person I got around here. You're my only friend, so, you know, I'm her main friend. So any female that I get with, she going to be like, no, I don't like her. Why? Because that means that there's going to be time taken away from being spent with mama, and that she ain't got nobody to talk to, so I can't really place her judgment on
that. Well, that's insecurity to me.
Huh?
To me, that'd be insecurity.
Yeah,
she's
my
gonna be jealous.
I'm talking about the girl.
The girl.
Oh, yeah, her. Well, her too. Yeah, well, the last girl that was insecure, man. That girl. I ain't even gonna get into that. Woo, boy.
I mean, that's a whole different show topic right there.
Nigga, I just got the praise Jesus walk going on with that one, nigga.
That's a whole nother show.
We gotta make that a topic, Chris.
Yeah,
a whole different show right there.
You know what? That's next week's topic. We gonna formulate that for next week.
Look, y'all should have seen me in the crib. I got my French fry and ketchup colored dress, bouncing around, doing the Jesus walk. Lord, day, like my dear when she about to whip some ass.
There we go. We got our stuff for next week. That's going to be a special guest because, yeah, he needs to be.
Oh, man, what? Oh, man, that show is going to be fun next week. Boy, I tell you. Y'all need to call in next week. Woo, next week's show is going to be classic.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
there'll
next week.
Problem.
Look, it's going to be a classic show, and it's more than likely I'll be calling in from New York. I'll be in New York, so hopefully I can get some of my New York people to call in and support the show.
I'm going to turn up before I call in.
You going to call in?
Yeah, I'm going to turn up before I call in, though.
Look, I might do the same thing. I might want to get my Jesus kick on some more. Ha! Oh, shut up.
Lala definitely going to turn up when we get to Minnesota, though.
I can't wait. Turn up.
You ain't ready
man,
for that. We shadow you and David.
Look, I ain't trying to turn up. I'm trying to get turned out.
Oh, well, I turn up, turn out, and show out. So bring your A game, baby.
Oh, baby, I'm with it. I'm A plus going triple A plus going to be coming out the doors over here. I'm ready.
All right, then. Don't talk about it, baby. Let's go.
Hey.
Let go.
Hey. Let me know when the trip is. Y'all niggas need to let me know when this trip is, nigga. I'm trying to have some fun. We need to get a shadowy movement. Y'all need to... Hey, boss man. I know you want to ride, boss man. What's up?
I'm here.
You going to take that trip?
I'll be settled with it. I just ain't got no comment as far as what's going on right now.
Pause up, my G's. I got the other boss on the line. Hold on. You the other boss.
Y'all wild. All
right. Do what you say.
Good job, Wallace.
How do you Wallace?
Every time I call in, I come into people talking about turning out, and it's always fun. I don't own no parts, nigga. Look, it's my anniversary.
Who's tapping out already?
Hey, man, today's my anniversary. I'm sitting here chilling with the wifey. I don't want to go for that convo right now. Every time I call in the show, it's either somebody moaning, somebody talking about getting turned out.
He's out there like all day.
Right. Look, man, they don't call. Listen. Oh, yeah. I ain't calling out his name, but they don't call me the tongue twister for nothing. Daddy Longstroke.
You ain't about that life. Lala, I know I'm team about that life. What
you talking about? I said, you know I'm team about that life, though.
Oh, okay, yeah, we about that life. Ain't no tapping out on no sides.
I'm trying to make a tap out.
Now we take that. Come on now.
see, shadow we, like shadow we niggas, we don't tap out. We make a snap back.
That's right.
And you know what? That would have been the perfect time to play that song. But we're not doing that this week. So I'm gonna try to find some ways to loop that into next week, just so that'd be the perfect segue to play snapback. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
We don't make them tap out. We make them snapback. Huh?
That would have been the perfect segue.
Yeah, that would have been perfect. That would have been perfect for the snapback. Bring in. Hey. Look, what can we say, man? We geniuses make thank you, sir. We make genius work. You know what I'm saying? On the go, nigga. This is what we do. This is genius in the making. You can't do nothing about sporadicness, but we can always turn it into something later. Everything we get now can be used later. Let's go. Oh, shoot. Oh, that's so good. Yo, do y'all know how hot it is outside? Oh, my God.
It's hot as shit.
Nigga.
It's hot as shit out there.
I just walked into the AC. It felt like I walked into a whole nother atmosphere, like a whole nother planet or something.
Oh.
I just stepped through the door to another dimension or some
shit.
Hold
on. Wait. Shut up. Shout out to Carter Blue and everything.
Yeah.
She just hit me on Twitter saying we fools.
Who said that?
I think
Carter Blue.
I think my sister went into shock for a moment.
Carter Blue, the sexy little lady that called in earlier, and that thing. She hit me on Twitter saying we fools. We know it.
This is 24. It's even worse off the radio show.
I know. I mean, they can see that. Like, they can see the Rogue Gang rants. They can see the In the Labs. Like, they'll know we're fools from there.
Oh, us? Or me and you?
So, everybody, if you want to see those videos, follow us on Twitter, Shadowy_TMO and everything. You can, on Facebook, we're What are we on Facebook? I think we're Shadowy, period, TMO. Yeah, everything's Shadowy. So follow us, friend us, all that good stuff. We're Googleable, so, yeah, Shadowy.
Yeah, we make pornos. And we make pornos.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
I was like, is she still on there? No, there's wow.
I mean, I wanted to say something there, but I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah,
you know what? That's one of the subjects we need to have a subject about, too. Sex dreams. Men. When you have a sex dream, women, what do you think of it when a man tells you he had a sex dream about you? You know what I'm saying? And men, what do you think when a woman tells you she had a sex dream about you? That would be a good subject.
If a son tells me she had a sex dream about me, we fucking.
Okay, but there lies the difference between a man and a woman's mind. Because if a man tells a woman he had a sex dream about you, I've had females tell me that they had sex dreams towards a dude that they was not sexually attracted to, period. I didn't say that then after the sex dream they wasn't no more, but before the sex dream they weren't attracted to this man.
I don't see how that's possible.
So herein lies yet another conundrum.
Thank you. It's no way possible.
I don't see how that's possible.
Think?
That's
what
because
you
we niggas, dog.
Lie,
niggas,
what you
this
think?
This, yeah, yeah, let's hear a female opinion about this. Have you ever
I'm not
going to
be quiet. Like, there's this dude that's after me, like, so bad. But for some reason, ever since he told me that, I've been lately having dreams about this man. But I'm not attracted to him whatsoever. None
My
whatsoever.
Point exactly. So I just shut both y'all
niggas
down.
Yeah, he shut me up.
I really don't see how that's possible.
She sounds like she's confused.
I'm dead serious. All this week has been back to back with this same dude ever since he told me.
Yeah, now you're about to be attracted to him. you know, interest in your mind now, so you're about to be attracted to him.
So you wasn't attracted to him before, and you don't feel like you're attracted to him now, but after now having these dreams. When you see him,
and
do you see
still
yourself
ain't
looking
happened.
At him differently?
Am I looking at him differently?
Yeah, when you see him now after having the sex dreams, like, do
no,
you have
No, I literally just
thought?
Told him to stay the hell out of my dream.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that was rude. But I told him, like, literally, like, you've been in my dreams for the past 2 days. Like, I need you to stay the hell out of my dreams. And he was like, well, you know, we should just go ahead and fuck this. No, nigga, no. I wasn't ready. No, I'm not about that life with you. No.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get another woman's opinion. I'm bringing Carter in.
Yes. Y'all retarded.
Carter, how do you feel about this topic? What is your take on it?
If a guy that I'm not attracted to in my dreams?
Like, if you're having sex dreams about a person that you're not attracted to, has it ever happened to you? And if so, how do you respond to this person after this?
Yeah, it has happened before, but I don't pay it no mind because at the end of the day, I'm not going to fuck you. Period. So don't touch me. Don't look at me. Don't touch me. I don't even be in the same room.
I told you
you know what
subject to talk about, nigga, because look, with us,
you know why I fuck? Because it's already been proven that females are confused creatures.
What?
Half the time they don't know what they want anyway.
What the what? No, that's not true. Not all of
you,
us. We
if
all,
you have
no, don't make
too,
it harder.
Wait. Now we're getting into some good stuff. What you mean we make it harder? Yeah, I want to know this. Look,
first of all, y'all don't even know what the hell y'all want.
Oh, no.
Why y'all sitting there talking about
us? Hold on.
We
don't know what we
want.
Yeah,
I'm going there.
You let some dude blow your back out of your dreams, but you're not attracted to him.
We need some mediation here. Hold on. Okay, Carter, state your name.
Yes.
I'm going to get my wife
then
to call
it. Then I will call for a rebuttal. Then I will call for a rebuttal. Everybody,
that's why 95% of you go looking for ratchets, slut buckets, whatever, because y'all don't even know what the fuck y'all want.
Be quiet.
Now, the silent man on the sideline who created this question would like to make a statement about
saying.
That.
I'm just saying. 95%
okay.
of y'all.
Now, I would like to make a statement.
Y'all say y'all want a good one, but then when y'all do get the good ones, y'all...
We don't know how to act.
Because 95% of niggas just want pussy.
Can I ask
a
quick question?
Yeah.
To Miss who's speaking now, the one who said 95% of men don't...
Oh, that's me, Carter Blue. Yeah, I'm
listening. Okay. You actually sound like a family member of mine, so I'd actually like to have a straight up with you. Like, I wanted to know this. Okay, now I'm not going to deny nor confirm your statement about men, 95% of us knowing and not knowing what we want, right? What I will make a statement about is that you said that 95% of us don't know what we want, but you got 50% of us out here who know what we want and can't find what we want because 75 to 80% of the women out here think that 95% of us want a smut bucket. So what do they become? They become smut buckets. Then when we're looking for the wife, we only find a smut bucket, so we give up. So you tell me, do we not know what we want?
To that 95%.
Or are we limited in what we have the choice to have out here in the streets?
You want me to answer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want me to answer that now? Okay, listen. Men, a lot of y'all men, first of all, y'all say y'all want a good one, but y'all don't get it. You know why? Because y'all hang around with these idiots that don't want nothing out of life. You are what you are attracted to. If you're around a bunch of idiots, that's what you're going to attract, period. So with that being said, when you do end up finding a good one, okay, first of all, finding one in a damn club, shaking her ass, like, come on, really? Is that the type of wife you or the girl you want to bring home to your mama? Somebody that shakes her ass on a pole?
Nah, but I'm not talking about from the perspective of that type of man.
I'm just saying because, like, that's what a lot of y'all men are attracted to. Somebody who shows her ass, somebody who, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Be real. Like, you guys can't keep your damn penis in your damn pants. Y'all
that's
think
true,
you're
I guess,
freaking some. Dick
not the most,
before
though.
Your damn mind.
Because you know why I asked you this question specifically?
Mm-hmm.
Because I, for one, know 60 to 75% of my male friends, and I have male and female friends, and I'm not just talking about females and men that I meet in the club, because I don't even go to the club. I do shows, and I stay at home. I go to church. I do poetry. I go to museums, and I travel. Me personally, with me traveling, going to New York, meeting people in the middle of Manhattan, Times Square, going to ESPN store, having fun, doing all these fun events that you would meet a whole lot of different people at, I still come across about 50% of the males that I know looking for not a smut bucket, but a good woman. And then 75% of the women that I know feeling that all men are only looking for one thing, so half of them put out that one thing. The other half, instead of looking at making themselves presentable, the main thing they focus on is hating on the ones that make themselves look like smuts. And then the ones who do look presentable and present themselves a certain way no longer want the type of men that we are, because we fit into the mold of a nigga who don't know what he wants. So there's a lot of confusion and mixed mentals about the opposite sex going on. Our generation, if you look at our generations are not our parents' generations. We grew up with no mothers, and we grew up with no fathers, and we grew up with those ones that was hooked on drugs. So that's what we feel that we are. But we're a better generation than that. We just can't see it because we all brainwashed to look at each other opposite. That's why I said this is a good subject.
Yeah, when you're hanging around with a lot of people that's being negative all the time, that's always putting themselves down, I mean, eventually you'll start thinking like the way they are.
That's true.
You are what you are. I mean, what you think you are is what you're going to eventually believe. So
right.
If you think that your self-esteem is real low, you're going to believe that. And then the people that you're around is going to, everybody feeds off of everybody's vibe. So
right.
If you're giving out that vibe that don't nobody want me, then nobody's going to want you.
Right. That's why I surround myself with that dude on the line named O'Flame, because he's one of the cockiest dudes I know. So cocky, confident, and he don't care. So, like, me being around him makes me not care. And the thing about it is, the reason I say that is because what I find is with me not caring, I'm not attaching an emotional connotation to the opposite sex. So instead of me saying so-and-so percentage of y'all is this way, I could easily say every woman I've been with cheated on me. And every woman's a cheater because every woman that I know about and every woman that I've been cool with has cheated on either me or somebody else. But that's not true. And I know that for a fact. Not every woman is a cheater, just like not every man is a dog. Not every woman is blind, just like not every man only sees with his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And in actuality, the problem is that we all believe that most of the other ones do. And so that puts a wall up for us not to be able to see what's in front of us, because we believe that this person is just like the rest of them. And you know what messes me up the most about that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that we're not the ones that's brainwashing ourselves to think so negatively about our own.
Yeah,
it's them out there.
When you're surrounded, like this goes back to me saying, if you're surrounded by people that are always being negative, you're going to believe that eventually, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So you have to change your circle in order to gain something positive. If you hanging out with people that are positive, you're going to believe positive things. Like you're going to end up feeling like I can do anything, and things will start to change slowly but surely. So being around a circle of people that's being positive is going to make a big difference in your life. Then you're going to start to attract what you're looking for.
Free sister, you got me doing the hallelujah dance. Go ahead with your bad self.
I'm just saying. Because, like, I mean, from my own personal experience, I hung out with a bunch of slut buckets, a bunch of dogs, but at the end of the day, that's not what I want, and that's not me. Because I'm a firm believer of being better than what I was yesterday. And that's
Amen.
How everybody should think. Because if you don't believe that, then if you can't find your purpose, then what are you doing with yourself? You have to, at the end of the day, you have to think about yourself. It's not always about what your friends are doing, and that's how a lot of relationship messes up, because everybody's so consumed on hanging out and partying and being charged up all the time, you're missing out on something that's more valuable, because that shit can come and go.
I completely agree with you. completely agree with you. Word. That was some of the realest shit I ever heard when it came to these type of subjects. Mm-hmm. Like, for real. I'm completely in agreement with you there.
We just had a great debate.
Word. That was a beautiful debate. Had me over here doing a hallelujah dance. Preach, sister, preach.
Mm-hmm.
Word.
I'm watching up. I hang out with many different types of people, and I'm a people watcher. I observe my surroundings. I pay attention to the smallest things that people don't pay attention to. That's why I guess you can call me a damn loner, because I hang out by myself. I'm about my business. I'm concentrating on getting myself together and doing what I do best, because nobody else is going to do it for me.
I swear you sound like my cousin, Lean, yo. Word. The more I listen to your voice,
okay,
the more I'm like, yo,
Wait. That's what I want to do right now. I'm going to get into my homegirl, Eileen, and everything, In Love Alone. And we'll be right back. You're rocking the show. Next to Blow. Let's go.
Forever just to never see us grow. Is my love just a lie? And I'm the last to know. Have we become a habit? And to you I'm getting old. Cause you're just 10 feet away from me, yet I feel all on my own. I'm in love alone. If this continues to go on, I'll pack my bags and move alone. If you believe in you and me, cause if you have the slightest doubt, you won't be straightforward with me. Let's be adults, let's talk and see. Should we go on or break free? I can't go on not knowing if you want us to succeed. I just won't be denied the love I think you owe. Or you can spare my heart and watch me walk alone. I'd rather be take a chance and give this love another try, but I will not give away for free what I cannot receive. I'll pack up my bags and be on my way if I'm gonna be in love alone.
Yeah, that's how we smooth things out, yeah, no. I don't gotta be all the way turned up all the time. I can smooth things out. You know?
Turn up.
Move it out. So it's been a great show. Don't y'all think?
Yeah, word it has. I've been rocking out with the show, man.
Right. And I like to thank Carter for coming back to mess with us and everything. I really appreciate it, Carter. Thank you.
Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, anytime.
Anytime.
So, right now, it's your show again and all that.
All right, Carter. Well, Yeah, the name is Carter Blue, a.k.a. Care Bear, to everybody else, to my team. You can find me harassing the hell out of Blast Your Thoughts Radio as Move the Dude. I'm on there Monday through Fridays. Check out the show on the 11th. It's an all-female takeover, you know, all the female artists getting rid of y'all males for the day. And we're taking over. And make sure y'all don't forget to download Blast Your Thoughts. Go to blastyourthoughts.com and download We Working. Y'all watching. It dropped yesterday's mixtape. And also don't forget to download Smooth the Dude with Chops, Volume 2. And, yeah. And then find me on Twitter, Carter Blue. Find me on Facebook, S-H-Y-N-O-N. Carter Blue, and find me on Instagram, Love Blue Forever, LUVBLU34EVA. And shout out to my team. I love you guys. And thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for being with us on the show.
Let the people know where to find you at.
Man, y'all can look me up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, Asphalt the Vet, A-Z-F-A-L-T-T-H-E-V-E-T, man. Twitter, Asphalt the Vet. Also, look me up on Reverb Nation, Asphalt the Veteran, A-Z-F-A-L-T-T-H-E-V-E-T-E-R-A-N. Same thing with YouTube, man. Eagle Eye Media, Shadow Wee, we in here, man. Anything y'all see on the channel, we do it ourselves. We're doing videos, we doing CD covers, we doing engineering, we making beats, we do our own rhymes, man. We are one team unit, man. We do it all, man. Jack's Ball Trade,
right,
man. Holler at us.
We doing ghostwriting too.
We doing ghostwriting, man. We don't do the webcam with niggas.
Yeah, we don't do webcam.
Yeah, right. It's okay.
We don't do those.
It's okay.
There's no eye candy on the webcam when there's a dude on the screen for me. I need something that I can't. Hey.
That's
she look kind of sexy. Hey. I need something I can yank my belt to.
Oh, Lord. I don't know what happened to mine.
Sometimes crazy shit happens with the switchboard. Like, Blog Talk be, like, disrespectful at times.
If you're not on there, then you guys should be tuned in to Blast Your Thoughts and Smooth the Dude. Don't forget.
Oh, I'm probably going to do.
Definitely will.
I'm probably going to do like a half an hour mix just so I can go stop by your show.
No, okay. I'll be waiting.
I'm gonna try to figure out how to work that out so I can come through and stop by. But yeah.
Yeah. They want to talk that work. I got him. Look.
I'm just a nigga from the hood trying to think of a miracle. So I hit the kid, it's time to wake up a miracle. Whipping up a miracle. Got him turning spiritual. Gotta thank the Lord because my whip came a miracle. Damn, it's a miracle. Damn, it's a miracle. The way he take it all, man, I swear it's a miracle. Damn, it's a miracle. First down, beating all the prices, so I'm serving out the whole town. I get it in with a few niggas, real niggas, only copping heavyweight. Always got our money straight. You want a war, I can bring it to you violent. Drive in my own lane, and plus I'm down to riding. Yeah, I'm in the streets heavy, used to have the black Chevy at the age of 17. Puffin' on jars of Betty. I get it jumpin' with the Pyrex. Turn one into two, tell my man keep the other slash. Then we roll out, time to move that workout. Husky on these streets and I don't even do no workout. I'm just a nigga from the hood tryna take up a miracle. So I hit the kitchen, time to wake up a miracle. Whipping up a miracle, got him turning spiritual. Gotta thank the Lord cause my whip gave a miracle. Damn, it's a miracle, damn, it's a miracle. The way she take it all, and I swear it's a miracle. Damn, it's a miracle, damn, it's a miracle. Gotta thank the Lord cause my whip gave a miracle. Damn, it's a miracle. Look at what this work would do. Bitches see it getting money, bet they fuck the whole crew. No, I'm never stingy with them, I just have a frenzy with them. Tell her when I'm done with her, now go and let my nigga hit it. We just trying to ball out.
cause he moved that roll out. Got it from the muscle, so you know he going all out. Tell them other dealers that I got it for the low. You would think a nigga GZ how I hit him with the snow. Niggas hate, let them hate. I just flaunt it and they chasing that they wanna try a nigga. Got that 40 on my waist. Tell that bitch slow down, I don't want my head fast. And I'm living every day like tonight is my last. You don't know about whipping on that real money, missing even when they had me locked. I was hustling in the prison, all about my digits, all up in that kitchen, all about my business, anywhere I get it. I'm just a nigga from the hood trying to think of a miracle. So I hit the kick, it's time to wake up a miracle. Whipping up a miracle, gotta turn it spiritual. Gotta thank the Lord, cause my whip gave a miracle. Damn, it's a miracle. Damn, it's a miracle. The way she take it off, and I swear it's. Yeah, nigga lost a few, but I had to shake it off. Paper chasing on my grind, when I catch them, kill them all. I ain't never hold shit. Went and got it on my own before I started cooking up. Had my auntie at the stove. Real, recognize real, and you don't look familiar. Even if you was, I probably still wouldn't feel ya. Shout out to my whole hood, West, we got it locked. Realest nigga I can be into that pine box. I'm just a nigga from the hood trying to think of a miracle. So I hit the kick, it's time to wake up a miracle. Whipping up a miracle, got him turning spiritual. Gotta thank the Lord, cause my whip gave a miracle. Damn, it's a miracle. Damn, it's a miracle. The way she take it off, and I swear it's a miracle. Damn, it's a miracle. Damn, it's a miracle. Gotta thank the Lord, cause my whip gave a miracle.
Yo, man, I don't understand these girls, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really have a nigga fucked up, man. I can't deal with that shit, man. For real. I'ma talk about it, man. For real. Yo.
Shout out to my homie Matori and everything. Y'all know what it is. Matori, breaking my heart. Let's go.
Yo, man, I don't understand these girls, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really have a nigga fucked up, man. I can't deal with that shit, man. For real. I'ma talk about it, man. For real. Yo. The only girls who can break my heart is Anaya in Brooklyn, cause they always playing their part, and they just like daddy, so you know that's making it hard on their hiding. Plus I got warrants, so I'm gonna take heed to where Clementina warns us. I know you hate me, can't face me, you wanna let me go. You dealing with some emotions that I can never show. You tried it together, you pushed us apart, so now I can't let you break my heart. She said she hates me, can't face me, she wants to let me go. She dealing with some emotions that I can never show. We tried it together, she pushed us apart, so now I can't let you break my heart. There are a few girls I wish I was with. Not that I need the closure, I just wonder what if. Like, what if I never did the things that I did? Or better yet, what if she left when I did my bid? I can't take that for granted, cause it is what it is. I learned to live with regrets off the strength of my kids. Forget and forgive is asking a little too much. So forgive me if I forget you and not keep in touch. Who do I trust? Yeah, bitch, I think I'm Scarface. And you insane Bolt if you think you make my heart race. You push us between a rock and a hard place. So I gotta let you know what it is for the bar's sake. Save all the heartache, just take the heartbreak. So she can't face me, she wants to let me go. She dealing with some emotions that I can never show. We tried it together, she pushed us apart. So now I can't let you break my heart. Yeah, man. You know, this song's dedicated to you. You know who you are. I ain't gotta say your name. Probably a few of y'all like, damn, is he talking about me? Yeah, I am. Holla. Yo, man, what they gonna think when they hear this?